भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम टू सिक्स श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 17 एंटाइटल्ड मदर पार्वती कर्सेस चित्रकेतु सो वी हैव टू टेक्स्ट्स टुडे टेक्स्ट 22 एंड टेक्स्ट 23 So we will recite. Natasya kasche dahita pratipo. Na gyati bandhur na paro na chasva. Samasya sarvatra niranjanasya. Sukhena raga kuta evarosha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is equally disposed towards all living entities. Therefore, no one is very dear to Him and no one is a great enemy for Him. No one is His friend and no one is His relative. Being unattached to the material world, He has no affection for so-called happiness and hatred, for so-called distress. Happiness or hatred for so-called distress. The two terms happiness and distress are relative. Since the Lord is always happy, for Him there is no question of distress. So there is no purport for this verse. So we will continue with the next verse. Text 23. Tathapi tat shakti visarga esham sukhaya dukhaya hita hitaya bandhaya mokshaya chamrityu janmano shariri nam samsmritya avakalpate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Shri A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Translation. Although the Supreme Lord is unattached to our happiness and distress according to karma, and although no one is His enemy or favorite, He creates pious and impious activities through the agency of His material potency. Thus, for the continuation of the materialistic way of life, He creates happiness and distress, good fortune and bad, bondage and liberation, and birth and death. Purport. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate doer of everything, in His original transcendental existence, He is not responsible for the happiness and distress or bondage and liberation of the conditioned souls. These are due to the results of the fruitive activities of the living entities within this material world. By the order of a judge, one person is released from the jail and another is imprisoned. But the judge is not responsible for the distress and happiness of these different people. It is due to their own activities. Although the government is ultimately the supreme authority, the justice is administered by the departments of the government, and the government is not responsible for the individual judgments. Therefore, the government is equal to all the citizens. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is neutral to everyone, but for the maintenance of law and order, His supreme government has various departments which control the activities of the living entities. Another example given in this regard is that lilies open or close because of the sunshine, and thus the bumblebees enjoy or suffer. But the sunshine and the sun globe are not responsible for the happiness and distress of the bumblebees. Om Ajnana. Hare Krishna. So, trying to avoid all arrogance and impudence, I would like to seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas before trying to attempt to speak few words, few thoughts. As we know, today is today is the Independence Day. Very supposedly special day, holiday for everyone. And Independence Day, as the word says, independence, and we celebrate our independence And we are very happy to get our independence. But I was just reflecting during today while chanting morning session that how we are trying to follow this path of Krishna consciousness. But Lord says in Bhagavad Gita that Asha Pasha Shatayar Baddha. What is the next? Asha Pasha Shatayar Baddha Kama Krodha Parayana. Kama Krodha Parayana. How a living entity is bound. So we are thinking we have become independent and we are celebrating independence. But I was finding it so tough to control my mind, to control the desires. Asha Pasha Shatayar Baddha. Hundreds and thousands of asha, hopes are binding us. Binding our mind by the desires to enjoy in this world. Kama Krodha Parayana, and thus we are bound to come by lustful desires and Krodha, unfulfilled desire is to Krodha. Kama Krodha Parayana. Ihante Kama Bhogartham, and thus desiring to enjoy, desiring to gratify our senses. We are trying to accumulate all kind of resources by hook or crook, by any kind of illegal means. Whatever it takes to satisfy my whimsical desires, to give up the injunctions of Shastras, just to follow my own whimsical, lustful desires. Shatayar Baddha, we are bound by hundreds and thousands of desires. And the funny thing is that we are bound, and thus our mind being bound by thousands of desires, they're moving around all different places. We say that we are bound. Bound means we're supposed to be at one place. Somebody is bound in the prison house. But amazing thing is when we sit for chanting, bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, the mind is going around thousands of places, traveling all different places all over the universe, trying to fulfill our desires. Amazing thing. And here we are celebrating Independence Day. The world is celebrating Independence Day. So, the point is another verse in the same chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says that Aneka Chitta Vibhranta, and thus, bewildered by so many anxieties, Mohajala Samavrita. He's bound up in Mohajal. He's bound up by the power of illusory energy, by the Maya. Mohajal Samavrita. And just like a fish, you throw a net and the fishes get attracted to the bait. And when we are trying, fish is trying to get attracted to the object of sense gratification, fish gets bound up in the net, and the more we try to get rid, the more we get more and more and more entangled. Such powerful is the Maya. Such power is the illusory energy. So where is the question of freedom? There is always a fear of getting more and more and more bound up in this Mohajal, Asha Pasha, by the desire, by this network of hopes and hopes to desire in this world. And the person is always dissatisfied, roaming around all the universe, hankering. And we see always a dissatisfied look on the faces of all the people. Dissatisfied in their heart because they are bound up this desire, this hopes to enjoy in this material world. So where is the question of freedom? So I was reading one nice purport the other day. I was discussing with some devotees from Srimad Bhagavatam in this chapter 10, Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. And Prabhupada is writing in one of the purport that this is the constitutional position of the living entity to be a servitor, to serve someone. It is a constitutional position. But being bound up with these thousands of desires, he is obliged to serve the dictates of illusory energy. He has become like a pet animal of the illusory energy and obliged to serve the dictates of illusory energy. He doesn't want to, but he is obliged. Okay, he's spending so many lifetimes after lifetimes trying to serve the dictates of illusory energy, thinking that one day he'll be get satisfied, one day he'll be thoroughly happy and blissful. But again and again serving, he gets tired. He gets tired, he thinks that a living entity sees there is no satisfaction in this world. Again and again serving and serving and serving, he's obliged to serve. Again and again he gets up, he tries, even as a sadhaka, we get up, we try to follow this path, but again we fall down. We succumb to desires, we succumb to anarthas. Again we get up, we again fall down. Just like a child tries to walk, gets up, fall down. So this bondage is very strong. So Prabhupada is writing that he is obliged to serve the dictates in different phases of sense gratification. And he's taking to so many different paths, dharma, artha, kam, trying to satisfy his desires. But where is the moksha? How is he getting the liberation? Where is all getting more and more bound up? And in serving the senses, Prabhupada says he is never tired. He keeps serving. And then Prabhupada says, even though he may be tired, he has realized, chewing the chewed, the same old thing. Again he succumbs again and again to the material desire. Again he realizes, it's not worth it. Prabhupada says, even if he may be tired, illusory energy perpetually forces him to do so without being satisfied. He is tired, he has realized there is no juice in it, there is no enjoyment, there is no... But still, illusory energy forces him to do so again and again and again. There is no end to such sense gratificatory business. And conditioned soul becomes entangled in such servitude without any hope of release. Such powerful is the entanglement. Again and again we fall down and we get more and more entangled without any hope of release. So where is the question of satisfaction? Where is the question of... We have realized it's chewing the chewed. So thus, the material energy, as Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Daivi Hesh Gunamai Mam Maya Duratya, very powerful, very difficult to overcome. The other day I was reading one lecture of Sridharinda Sadhana Swami Maharaj, and he was mentioning that how even in the life of sadhaka, a practicing devotee, how it is so difficult to overcome the effects of material energy. Maya Devi or material energy or illusory energy is always trying to find at the right time, at the right place when she is going to attack you. When she is going to find you most vulnerable. So again and again we hear that how we have to become serious, intense in our Krishna consciousness. We have to take to this process of chanting, hearing Bhagavatam. And as we take to this process, naturally we feel the effect, we become blissful, we start and doing so many services for Krishna. But in the course of dealing with material energy, trying to overcome material energy, we again become lax. Slowly, slowly we become lax. And thus, illusory energy finds the right time and the right place when you are most vulnerable to attack. Most vulnerable. And then again, although we think that, okay, we are walking now very nice, we have become really mature, advanced, and again we succumb to material energy. And we realize how insignificant. We are humbled by the illusory energy. Again and again we are humbled. But still this propensity that yes, I can do something on my own. The faith on my own material designations, faith on my own capacities, abilities, capabilities does not go again and again. And we are not able to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another place. So that we see we are not able to take shelter of this process, Krishna consciousness, because we are still holding on to some hope in material energy, trying to enjoy this energy. And we are thinking, and thus we are not able to take shelter of holy name, take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam properly. The other day I was discussing, Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Av jananti ma mudha manushim tanum ashritam. Mudhas, foolish people think that I have descended and I am like an ordinary human being. Because they are too absorbed in their own capabilities, they are entangled in the mohajal, they have taken shelter of material energy, where there is no hope, you are getting more and more entangled. And out of envy, we think that Krishna is also like one of us. We can see it, you know, like we said for chanting. It's so difficult to focus. Because we have not understood the potency of holy name, how the Lord is omnipotent, how he is absolute, and how the holy name is non-different from the Lord. Just like I was discussing, you just tell someone, okay, you chant some name and you give some mundane name. Maybe the name of some person, some friend. You tell him, okay, chant this name. And while chanting, you really have a doubt. What will happen by chanting? Either you'll give up and go to sleep or you'll just never look at... Because you're thinking, this person is like me. Or this name, what is the difference? This is a mundane name. So thinking that name to be an ordinary. So naturally, we will have no taste. We will have no desire to chant the holy name. We will not have desire to take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because we are thinking Krishna is an ordinary person. And thus with deep-rooted envy, we are never able to take shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another verse in Bhagavad Gita, In second chapter, Lord says, Bhogeshwarya prasaktanam taya apaharita chetasam. A person who is so much absorbed in material energy, who has not understood the absolute position of Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is absorbed in bhog aishwarya, sense enjoyment and material opulence, and he is so absorbed, his consciousness is so hazy, covered with lust, he cannot really clearly see the potency of Lord's form, Lord's name, how the Lord is absolute. He cannot see that. And as a result, he cannot take shelter of the holy name, cannot take shelter of his words, his divine form. We cannot take shelter. Taya apaharita chetasam, he is bewildered by material opulence and sense enjoyment. And as a result, vivasatmika buddhir, he cannot continue on this path of vivasatmika buddhir, or he cannot develop the resolute, one-pointed determination to follow this path of Krishna consciousness. Such is the power of illusion energy. Again and again we are humbled, we are baffled, we are defeated by material energy, but we do not understand Krishna's position. Such is the power. So it's called as Mudha, Avajananti Mahamudha. So do we have some hope? The word says, that Prabhupada says, there is no end to such sense gratificatory business, and the conditioned soul becomes entangled in such servitude. He is keeping hopes in serving material energy. He is keeping hopes in the material objects, in material relationships. As Prabhupada says, material society, friendship and love are all different phases of lust. He is keeping hopes that I will find satisfaction here. And there is no end and without any hope of release. So what is the hope for us? That is very important. So, we see, Lord tells in 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that how we, now we start following this process, how we can advance, how we can really get out of this bondage, how we can really get, as he glorifies Arjuna, because you are without any envy, you are so faithful, these are your qualities by which you can understand this most confidential knowledge. He says, idam tute guhyatamam. So now I will reveal you the most confidential knowledge because you are free from all envy. So this is one of the first quality. Freedom from envy. As Prabhupada says in another place, that humility is the beginning of knowledge. Humility is the beginning of knowledge. Amanitvam adambitvam. Only when a person humbly understands that his intelligence, his logic, his hope in this material world will not take him out of the bondage. He understands that he is dealing with a subject beyond the material realm. He is understanding with the spiritual realm. And only with great humility he approaches the subject, not with a challenging attitude. Till that time he develops that humility that yes, material, completely humbled, completely defeated. He develops that humility that yes, there is no hope, then only. So this is the first thing. Becomes free of envy and is ready to accept the knowledge which is beyond his intellect, beyond his logic, from the spiritual realm. So he's telling, because you're without envy, that's why I'm giving you this knowledge. And second qualification he says, in the third verse of the same chapter, he says, Ashraddhana purusha dharmasasya parantapa. Those who are not faithful, those who do not follow this path with faith, they come back to the cycle of birth and death. They are not able to follow this path. Mrityu samsara vartmani. Ashraddhana purusha. They are faithless. So only faithful can accomplish the path of devotional service. Faith in the orders of spiritual master. Faith in the process given by authorities, acharyas. Like the other day we were discussing about Yudhishthira Maharaj. That it is mentioned in the for this first canto that Yudhishthira Maharaj, after the whole battlefield is over, he is lamenting that why so much violence, just because we want the kingdom. So he is not happy. So he's mentioned, Shaunakadi Rishis are mentioning that Yudhishthira Maharaj is the greatest of all religious men. He knows what is religion, he knows what is right, what is wrong. He is fully convinced of that. And as per his understanding, maybe he is not supposed to do violence. Why he did violence just before for his own whimsical act? He's thinking out of his natural virtuous quality of a devotee. He's thinking, why am I succumbing to this act? And Yudhishthira Maharaj is feeling sad that I should not have fought like this. But then here, it's mentioned in the next verse, Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning that although he was so depressed that he was the greatest of all religious men, he tried to follow some conception of dharma. But giving up his own understanding of right and wrong, he surrendered to Krishna. He was convinced why this fight should be done. But he surrendered to the infallible authorities, surrendered to Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. And thus Lord Krishna was very pleased. He was very pleased when Yudhishthira Maharaj was given the kingdom and all the unwanted population was exhausted. All the unwanted population was exhausted. Just because Yudhishthira Maharaj gave up his own religious conceptions, what is right, what is wrong, his own conception, but he was ready for a higher cause, take up to the supreme dharma of surrender to the infallible authority of Bhishma Dev and to Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. So that's a wonderful point. This pleased Lord Krishna very much. And we see that Lord Krishna was very pleased when Yudhishthira Maharaj were ready to follow that and all the unwanted population was exhausted. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, anyone who tries to lord over material nature, anybody who thinks that he can succeed by his own plans of dominating material nature, anybody who thinks he will try to exploit material nature, who is not ready to surrender to the infallible authorities, to the path given by acharyas, here Bhishma Dev is teaching the path, Lord Krishna is set up the path, and who is attached to his own conceptions of what is right, what is wrong, such population will be exhausted in point of time. And only one who is ready to surrender to the infallible authority and the Supreme Lord, he is going to survive and they are going to please the Lord. Because they are agreed to act as per the plan of the Lord. So we see at several places these qualities are mentioned. They give up this hope in material world, humbly understand the spiritual knowledge, faithfully giving up your own logic and reasoning which is conditioned by the material realm, and thus humbly, faithfully follow the path given by the acharyas, infallible authorities. And Prabhupada mentions, Yudhishthira Maharaj was following the path of infallible authority, Bhishma Dev and Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, without any personal motives or manufactured ideologies. He didn't have any personal motives. He didn't have any manufactured ideologies. He didn't want to do things in his own way. He wanted to just stick to the path given by the without any manipulation or motivation or his own ideologies. And thus Prabhupada says, such a person who is ready to accept the ideology given by authorities, the acharyas, and just follow it without personal motive, such a person can really give real happiness, real protection to all the people under his care. Such a person can give real happiness. So like that. So thus we see that Lord says that this process, if you have to follow very humbly, faithfully, accept the knowledge. And then he says in 9th chapter only, Raj Vidya Raj Guhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam. What is this knowledge? Is it difficult? We feel that, okay, we cannot put faith, it's difficult. Sometimes the test comes, it goes beyond our logic to understanding why to surrender to the authorities. Things do not enter our logic. The simple process seems to be too simple. He says, Su sukham kartum avayam. Yes, it is simple, it is blissful if you faithfully follow this. And pratyaksh avgamam dharmayam. He says, just follow this process, everything will be revealed automatically. Everything will be revealed. The Prabhupada uses there. He sees the example of Narad Muni. Narad Muni, what was his background? He didn't have any training in academic education or trained under a Gurukul. He was just a son of a maid servant. But just by some service to Bhaktivedantis, to the great exalted devotees, Prabhupada writes, Prakashascha Karmane Abhyasa. Just connect some service. Whatever you can do with your capacity, just do some service. And everything will be revealed automatically. The devotee is wondering so many things, so many questions, so many doubts. What will happen in the future? What is the security? What will happen in my Krishna consciousness? Just do some service sincerely. Prakashascha Karmane Abhyasat. Everything will be revealed automatically. So there Narad Muni just did some service and we see what is his future. He became the most exalted वैष्णव नारद मुनि प्रत्यक्ष आपगमन धर्म्यम. वेरी सिंपल प्रोसेस, जस्ट फेथफुली फॉलो द इनफॉलिबल अथॉरिटीज द आचार्यस एंड एवरीथिंग विल बी रिवील्ड ऑटोमेटिकली. So Lord Krishna establishes this qualifications, humility, no envy, faithfulness, and thus establishes further, gives his knowledge, and thus develop the knowledge of Krishna, who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. Because only when a person is humbled in material nature, then only he can really understand who Krishna is. Till now, our understanding may be, in a sadhaka platform, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very kind of theoretical statement. But how to turn into realization that Krishna is take shelter of Supreme Personality of God. He is the Supreme Protector, Supreme Controller. So Lord gives his knowledge further. Mayatatam idam sarvam jagad vyaktam murtina. He establishes that how he is pervading the all three worlds, maintaining the all three worlds. And the whole material nature is working under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He says the whole material nature is working under my direction. And thus the living entities are taking birth, again dying, they are created, annihilated, again and again and again. Prakritim swamavashtabhya visrijami puna puna. Puna puna, this process is happening. So we are seeing from the vision of Supreme Personality of Godhead how it's happening in our life, how things are being created, how annihilation is taking place again and again, just to facilitate our desires, the desire to lord it our material nature. Just to facilitate that, again and again we are given birth in different species, different lives, different, again and again, different creations are taking place. And then Lord is telling, Nacha mam tani karmani nibadananti dhananjaya. He says, Udasina vadasinam. So I facilitate through the agency of my material nature, this creation, this annihilation. The whole material energy is working under my direction. But as this verse says, I am sitting neutral. I am not responsible for your actions and reactions. So one under the whole creation he did and now he's telling he's not responsible. He left everything now. So he's telling, Asaktam, Udasina Vadasinam, I am sitting neutral, I am not responsible, as Prabhupada says the example here of the government, the judge. He is punishing, somebody is rewarding. But it is the activities of the living entity himself which are producing the results. It is not the judge is not responsible, the Supreme Lord is not responsible. But Supreme Lord is waiting. When you are going to give up this absorption in material energy and completely absorb. So Bhagavad Gita, there are three subjects. Like 13th chapter talks about material nature, the soul and the super soul or the God himself. So what we have to understand that we are not the products of material nature. As other words say, kare karan kartritve hetu prakriti ruchyate. Whatever we see in the material world, so many things going up, so many things going down. So many things changing. The waves of time, they throw someone up, someone down. We are controlled by modes. People around us are controlled by modes. So material energy is acting in so many waves. Taking someone down, throwing someone down. Different circumstances, different positions. These are all changes of material world. So one understands that as spirit soul, we are different from material nature. We are not a product of material nature. And Lord says, Purusha Sukha Dukha Naam Bhoktritvetur. And living entity thinks that, okay, I am the product of material nature, therefore he suffers or enjoys. Happiness and distress is only because of identification with material nature. So this is the first step of knowledge. We have to understand that we are different from material nature. And second thing the Lord explains, that Upadrishta Anumanta Cha Bharta. Then he explains that soul, as living entity, we are different from super soul. We can never become God also. It's not that one day we will become God. We'll always remain servant in the servitude. Either we serve the illusory energy or the internal energy of the Lord. So recognize the position of super soul as a supreme controller, overseer, permitter, and ourselves as being different from material nature. All the different waves of material nature. Do not get disturbed. Sukha Dukha Naam. They are all just because of identification with material nature. And give up that absorption and take shelter in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's what the Lord says. Understand the role of Super Soul. As another analogy is there about the two birds sitting on the same tree. We read in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada quotes this analogy. That how two birds are sitting on the same tree. One bird is trying to enjoy the fruits of the tree, good and bad fruits. And he's so much attracted by these barren fruits that he has forgotten. He has given up that attraction. So one is supposed to develop that attraction by developing this knowledge and getting purified by the process of devotional service given by infallible authorities. Just follow the process faithfully, humbly, without any personal motives or manufactured ideology. Just follow the process and develop this knowledge. So by knowledge and purification, one gradually, as Prabhupada says, the effect is released. The release from this bondage is possible by association with pure devotees. So in the association of pure devotees, when one develops this knowledge and thus cultivate this knowledge, one gets free from this bondage. So that's a nice point. By such association, one is gradually promoted to this transcendental consciousness. So one has to give up that attraction to the material energy and develop that attraction towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is sitting neutral and waiting for our surrender. Develop that absorption. And thus not be affected by the dualities, by the so many different changes, ups and downs, the waves of the material world. As we hear the another prayer. Just like a young boy is attracted towards a young girl, we should be attracted towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another day we were going somewhere with one senior devotee, and we were going on the marine drive. And we went after a long time. So it's a very, very bad atmosphere there. So many, boys and girls sitting there on the marine drive. And the senior devotee was mentioning that how these people are so absorbed, completely absorbed in their own world. So many things are going up and down. So many bomb blasts taking place. So much traffic going on, so many buildings are collapsing, being constructed, so many changes taking place in all different worlds. Waves are rising, throwing their waters. Sometimes an accident taking place on the roads, but these boys and girls are just absorbed in their own world. Completely irrelevant, what's happening in the whole world. So he was connecting another way. He said, Krishna, as we pray, that just similarly we should have that attraction towards Krishna. So attached to Krishna, so attached to the path given by a spiritual master, so fixed up to the instructions of a spiritual master, that completely neglectful of all the changes taking place in the material world, not being affected by the dualities, by the happiness and distress, by the praise and dishonor, completely absorbed in our surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So like that. As another verse comes in, second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmad Bharat Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari. Shrotavya. He says, therefore, what one should do is shrotavya. Hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kirtitavya. Engage in preaching His glories. We are always going to be in a fearful stage. The whole life we are going to remain fearful. It will be anytime thrown away from the path of bhakti. Is a devotee always fearful? Then what does that mean? Chant and be happy. Where is the question of happiness? If there is always fearfulness. So then he was beautifully explaining that yes, there is fearfulness. We are fearful of Maya, but this is a very healthy fear. Because this healthy fear, when we are again and again humbled by the material nature, we are again and again realized there is no hope in the material nature to enjoy, what do? We turn to the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Hare Krishna. We take His shelter. We take to the process of holy name very seriously. Process of hearing very seriously. And what happens? Ichchata abhayam. we get the real state of fearlessness. Because we tightly hold the lotus feet of Krishna, we do not give up this process, we tightly hold the process of holy name, what happens? We achieve the real stage of fearlessness. As in first canto Bhagavatam, this verse comes, that Pandavas, when Lord is leaving Hastinapura and going to Dwarka, everybody is fainting in separation. They cannot tolerate the separation. They are all in deep pain. They cannot tolerate seeing the Lord going away. So here, it is said that there was such separation, Prabhupada writes. The intelligent who have understood the Supreme Lord in association with pure devotees can never avoid hearing the glories of the Lord, even though they have heard only once. Those who have understood the Supreme Lord by hearing from pure devotees, they always want to hear more and more. Then what to talk of Pandavas? What was their life? They were seeing Krishna face to face. They were touching Krishna. They were embracing Krishna, sitting with him, dining with him. They were doing all activities with him. And just because they are so much deeply absorbed in relating with Krishna, Prabhupada writes, how could they ever tolerate separation from Krishna when the whole life they have spent time seeing him face to face, touching him, conversing with him, sleeping, sitting and dining with him? How could they ever tolerate separation from Krishna? So such is the power of attraction towards Krishna. So we can understand in our life, as Prabhupada has designed so nicely, we are also every day seeing Krishna face to face in his deity form. We sit with Krishna, we chant with him Krishna, we chant in front of the deities, we dance for the pleasure of Krishna, we hear Krishna's holy name all the time, we hear Krishna Katha all the time. We first offer food to Krishna, then honor prasadam of Krishna. So just we see Pandavas doing that whole life, how could they ever tolerate the separation? So such is the power of the process given by Srila Prabhupada. That we come to Krishna consciousness, we see Krishna every day face to face, we chant for the pleasure of Lord Krishna, we dance for him, we offer food to him, sit with him, dine with him, take his prasadam. Sometimes we dress the deity, so touch him. Such is the power of the process that Prabhupada writes. By doing this, one becomes mad after the association of Krishna. One develops that deep absorption, that deep meditation in the pastimes of Supreme Lord Krishna, then one will never be able to give up his relationship with Krishna. So that is our whole goal. We want to absorb and understand that we are not a product of material nature. We do not want to get more and more entangled in this moha jal, in this illusory energy, trying to enjoy again and again being humbled by the material energy, trying to find ashraya, hope, bound up by the hopes of desires in this material world. We want to give up that. And Prabhupada says how that release is affected by association with pure devotees. When we develop this knowledge that who Supreme Personality of Godhead is, how he is sitting neutral and the whole material world just is a facility for our enjoyment, and very humbly, with full faith in the process given by infallible authorities like Srila Prabhupada, without any personal motives, take shelter to the process as it is, like Prabhupada says, just come to Mangalarti every day, chant with devotees, take prasadam with devotees, hear Krishna Katha with devotees. Understand the simple process and the best process. Su sukham, but with faith. Take shelter of this process, and what happens? As we see in the life of Pandavas, they could not tolerate the separation from Krishna. Shrotavya, Kirtitavya, Smartavyas. Thus, when one hears about Krishna, one attains, one gets attached, mad after the association of Krishna, and develops that strong attachment to the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus, one very easily progresses on the path back home, back to Godhead. As other bhajan comes, Bhajau re mana Shri Nanda Nandana, Abhaya Charanaravindare. Abhaya Charanaravindare. You get attached to the lotus feet of Krishna by a simple process given by Srila Prabhupada. Nothing else is required. That simple process, infallible authority, without any personal motives, no manufactured ideology, just surrender to his representatives and you get the supreme destination, Abhaya Charanara Vindare. And thus we see in the case of Chitraketu also that how, although Parvati is cursing, but he is not affected, he is completely fixed up in his knowledge and is speaking this beautiful philosophy, absorbed in the knowledge of Supreme Personality of Godhead, understanding the, how the Lord's hand is working, how Lord is embracing him, as yesterday Jagannath Prabhu was explaining very nicely. How Prabhupada feels the hand of Supreme Personality of Godhead in every sphere of life. Thus one can very easily develop that attachment to Krishna and not become affected by the dualities of this material world. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Thank you for a patient hearing. Time is too much, so we'll have some personal question if somebody has. Personal. Baad mein personal. Hare Krishna Jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.